Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very happy to be here. Now, so the negotiation is 1 hour sharp, right? No more, no less. This is very important because I can lecture for forever. So time is very important. In order not overkill you, we agree that will be 1 hour, okay? 1 hour of concentration, so it is 11:11 will be 12:12. Well, 1 minute extra to make it nicer. Okay, now, first thing is important that you know that my lectures are a kind of palimpsest of information, and this palimpsest of information is intended to be used by you. So it's not something static that I will give in one direction. It is really a map, a conceptual map, a territory that you can explore later on. In order to do that, the medium, the way that we do it, is at the same time the message, right? So for these reasons, since 99, I always give my lecture out of internet. Because in the internet is the tool that allows you this, allow the possibility to go back to the material and to explore your own way. And the material is not only the static material that means text, images, but of course are links. Okay? This is very important. What I'd like you guys do, because I want to be in control of you, you just write your name here in a way that I can do it. And do it following kind of order, so we can learn the very important pieces of information, that is who you are, more or less from where you are sitting. Very important. So I check you guys. Okay, so you, I hear I like it. I like this. Do it in that. Yeah, you find a support. Here is a support. Okay. Now, so everything it is in the internet. This is important that you must know how to access the information. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, right? Now, the whole piece of information that you need is just my name, okay? My name is written in the poster, so it's very easy, okay? I call Antonino Saggio. That's the name. You just Google it, and you jump in my homepage, which is this. We cannot do it real because we are without internet, but we always survive, okay? So I do everything locally. I cannot follow the links real time, but everything is also local, so it's exactly the same thing. Okay, now, you change the line after you change the seating, so I have an understanding of the position too. Okay, now, so this is my own page. It's like 10 gigabytes of information in it. So it's kind of be in a forest of information, and you are not interested to look at this information now at all. I anticipate this talk here, okay? So the talk is here. But I do this kind of joke since 2000 and something that I always put a hidden link. We are talking of hidden dimension, now we talk a hidden link. So to really go to the real lecture, you must know where the hidden link is. Okay? This is also a matter of courtesy, because only you and me that are shared this room, this moment, this space and time, know where the link is, because it's an hidden link. After that, will be public, so other people can look at it. And then the audio will be there too, so everything will become more complete, okay? So the key thing is where the hidden link, and each time I put that link in some place, you may imagine that the link is here, of course it's not here, will be somewhere in the home page. And, well, for some decision, I put it, okay, over here, on this image. But there is a more trick, that if you click in every part of the image, you go in, internet sports. Good. So you actually go to this book, that is a book about our friends, Benedict and Rodina, that for us is a very important liaison among us, this book, but we'll talk about that later. So, you go there, but the hidden link. So if you click everywhere in the image, you go there. But if you click here, we are where we are supposed to be. So there is this lecture. So we are here now, space, time, we are divided this experience, okay? So only you know this. Although I have some fans and supporters that know this trick, so as soon as there is the image, they know that it's going to be a lecture, so they spend some hours to try to understand where the hidden link is. So that's why I put that double trick, you know, the image, but it's only one part of the image, okay? So anyway, in some part I have a little bit to apologize, and the other part is part of the game. I came here with the topic of cooking architecture, basically. I read about this WAMI, but of course I did not get all the implications that I understood yesterday. So now a little bit disengaged from the old story, and just look at this as a lecture about this apparently so strange topic about cooking and architecture, which is rather strange, you know, immediately you don't think of cooking architecture. So I try to rationalize an intellectual path for you to do it in 1 hour, to go through this topic. Of course, in this topic we can go in hundreds and millions of ways. There is not a right way. We are doing one path, hoping that during that path we open some views for you. So there will be something, even one single thing, that will be inspired for you, okay? So in this way, it's kind of an intellectual promenade, you know? It's a little bit of intellectual hanging around about this topic. And some things can be very important, and all the rest you erase it, okay? So it's not instructive, it is educative, okay? It's very different. So it's not a set of instructions that I'm passing you. So I was thinking myself, too, about what type of intellectual promenade I can do with you about this topic. Okay, now, let's see. I put an overview of the topic somewhere. The promenade is done in 7 different passages. Each one opens you a kind of look at this problem. The beginning is a kind of introduction to it. I made a story, and then I find the confirmation of the story. The story was that a nobleman of the 18th century in France, that was called Bombard, created this quote that was that architecture was a kind of past history. Okay? Pasticceria in Italian. Pantry. Okay? Like the sweet. Okay? So, I kind of imagine this personaggio called Bombard said that architecture is a kind of patisserie. Okay? I use the word in French. Patisserie. Okay? And then I thought, and I really hope that this noble Bombard man would be killed his head in the guillotine in the French Revolution. I made all this story. But the idea that architecture can be seen as some type of patisserie, which is something that I profoundly hated, at the same time, it is there. It is there. And it is so much there that we can see lots of these examples that we can look at them and think, oh my God, what is this? Is this really a cake? It is a cake. It is something that we are supposed to eat. It's all about decoration. It's like making a cake, right? So, if cuisine and architecture has one very simple, stupid level of correspondence is about this kind of cooking and decoration thing, then as always happens in life, when you make an hypothesis, so I made the story about the Bombard, and be killed by the guillotine. I hope that he would be killed by the guillotine. But then I went and I checked, of course, because today, what is incredible today is that we make an hypothesis. We can test quite fast because we have internet, which is an incredible thing. Well, particularly Google, that is the closest thing to God that we invented. No, we can ask questions. Google is almost as God, you know, has a lot of properties similar to God. Knows almost everything, it expands continuously, is super powerful, super rich, everything. Very similar to God. So we ask Google God, well, what about this cuisine architecture? And I actually found that there is a real guy, pretty similar. So if you want the scientific, philological thing, well, first of all, the famous Ruskin made this quote in one of the most important books of architecture by all, that is the Seven Lamps of Architecture. They wrote this, and you see there, actually it's in Italian, but he was exactly saying that, the decoration of Flambeau. He was thinking that the Gothic, the late Gothic that becomes Flambeau, that he hated. Because Ruskin is tough Gothic, you know. He hated Flambeau, said it's a kind of patisserie, it's a kind of pastry, so, you know. And then, looking more, I really found that the real guy, he was not called Bombard, was called Carême. Now, this Carême is actually a person that said a slightly different thing. He said that the actual arts are not five, are six. And the number six art is patisserie, pantry making, okay? And then he said that there is a strong relationship between architecture and pantry. So this Mr. Carême, here is the link of the guy. You can have all the information that you want if you go there. And these are his drawing and his stuff, okay? So that is the first level. Then what happened is really very interesting, that the whole modern architecture, in a way, really started from the very beginning, really killing that idea from the very beginning. This is Ledoux, okay? And Ledoux, he basically done this thing at the beginning of the 19th century. And again, the point is really that architecture is not patisserie. And if we want to have fun, a little bit fun with it, the thing that we can say is that the modern architecture idea was that it was not eatable. Architecture has not to be eatable, has to be indigestible, you know? These are indigestible architecture, if you want to have fun, you know? While the other one you can imagine to eat. But we are going to do circles, so you understand how things come again in different ways. So, for now, we can live with that. So, the people that put Mr. Carême Bombard out of the guillotine, symbolically, of course, is the burn of the modern architecture as a mechanical abstract idea. Completely the opposite of that. So this is one Le Corbusier thing. I picked one particularly because I really want to have indigestible. I really want to give you that idea that the architecture being a piece of machinery, of course, is indigestible. And the whole idea of modern architecture is related to that. Okay. Then there is another interesting branch of thinking that comes from the Americans. Now, the Americans invented the balloon frame. Well, invented. Well, they are half German, so they knew these things already. You know, they know the stick construction. But anyway, let's say that as everything in the America, he become, right? He become huge. So, from a technique, they build a nation out of that system. And particularly that becomes very powerful in the moment in which from the wood it changed in steel, okay? So they made structure in skeleton, in steel. But the funny thing, the real funny thing, is that for many decades, they put patisserie on it. So this is the famous Chicago building, the Chicago Tribune building in Chicago, okay? It's done in 1925, Okay? And it's still done in flamboyant, gothic, very eatable. And actually in America, they are going on all up to 50. You know, there are things like that that have been built up to 50. But in a certain moment, there are guys that invented a word that is a very interesting word if you understand it right. If you understand wrong, you don't understand anything. They invented the word organic. What do they mean by organic? People tend to think that organic means natural life. But they didn't mean exactly that. What they meant that there is a liaison, an organic liaison between decoration and structure. So the decoration, the structure, and the typology becomes an organic organism. This is what they meant. So the decoration is not a patisserie put on top, but in some way is consistent with the structure. So the greatest guy of this idea is Mr. Sullivan, that is the father, master, hero of Frank Lloyd Wright. Okay? So, and the organic as a key word, it comes from that understanding, not from the understanding of looking at natural, or that was secondary. It became that meaning afterwards, but originally means an organic combination between structure and decoration, because they wanted decoration. They cannot live without decoration. But the decoration, look, it became something that was part of the structure, as an interpretation of the structure. That was a big revolution, big revolution, although we can, now from there to that is a big difference. Okay, so now this is just the introduction. Fantastico. So that's my map. Fantastico. You have the battle name written in it? You are Yana. Yeah, the battle name is more important for me than your real name. Okay, so now we finish the introduction, okay? And we enter something that appears in some way a kind of a logical sequences of things, although you will see, no. There are five chapters, okay? Each one will open one word and it's based on a kind of anecdote about this thing. Now, the first anecdote used the word substances and it is based on the ice cream man anecdote. Okay, now what is the ice cream man anecdote? Half of my family is from Sicily. My father was Sicilian. And, you know, in Sicily we have, as many other places, important tradition in cooking. And particularly in Sicily, the ice cream tradition is very important. And, of course, there is a culture of ice cream. And there is a place in Messina, which is a town in Sicily, known to make the best ice cream in Sicily. So my father spoke to the man, how happened that you are making the best ice cream? And he said, Honorevole, because in Sicily you always appeal person by title. Honorevole, but it's very simple. We just use the best ingredients. So we just use the best chocolate, the best pistachio, the best mandarin milk or whatever. And that's how the best ice cream comes from. So here starts a terrible, really terrible confusion that you have to cut it immediately between architecture and cooking. There are similarities, but there are profound differences exactly in this problem. You can do the best architecture with the best ingredients. Only these are the not architects will answer yes. Only the people that tend to think technically will answer yes. If you think to make this question to an engineer, or let's say a new generation of engineer, because the older engineer, they were real genius, but let's say one of today, so we use it like that. They will say, well, all the technical person that you think that you use the best window, the best stone, the best whatever, and you come up with the best ice cream / architecture. No. Absolutely cut this. Architecture has to do with ingredients, needs ingredients, but is not a linear equation. Okay? So the ice cream anecdote will tell you some similarities and some differences. So what we need to make the bridge, we need another word. A much profound word, because words are very important. Words are activators of everything, or not everything, but a lot of things. So words are important. So I suggest the word substance, which is different from the ingredients. In which way? Because it is a word that contains, contains a power that is not contained in the word ingredients. Contains a power. The power of the word comes from St. Paul, that when he was talking about religion, he was saying that the religion is the substance of the things you opt for. So, is the substance of the things you opt for. So, that idea is so strong, so powerful, because St. Paul was the best teacher ever. Right? He's the best teacher ever. So he had to spread the word. So he had this idea that within the substance there is that possibility of things you opt for. So it's a crisis at the same time. You really don't know what is around that. So with the word substances, I build a lot. Me and myself and the students build a lot. Particularly in the, at the beginning of the year 2000, I wrote a manifesto that was called New Substances, Information Technology and the Renewal of Information Architecture. Now, this article, I put the link for those that are interested. Probably the internet gets confused. Okay, here it is. So this is the article. What is the strange thing of the article that is translated in all those languages? Okay? And so in the years, actually I was thinking that it was not translated in Slavian, Yugoslavian, and I was thinking somebody will do it, but actually was translated in Slavian and in Albanese, in Greek, in whatever. Because in the years, people that worked with me enjoyed this article so much. It's a kind of manifesto about this idea of the substances. Because what I'm telling this in this idea is that we need a renewal of architecture because there are new substances, new problems, new crises that we have to face. Okay? So the word substance is an important, a very important difference between those two differences. So what are the substances? Or what could be? Or in this case, I open a window, a very little tiny window, in the way that we work, okay, in my chair in Rome. Basically, the idea is that the substances has to do with a situation that today you have to face within the new situation. So these are just the 10 keywords, either substances, that we deal with. And those keywords become a kind of agent, like pieces of DNA that will create structure, projects, ideas, particularly because they are combined to each other. So basically we deal mainly with two large issues. One issue is the idea of the urban voice, the idea that we have to operate within the city with new infill projects. But how these new infill projects must be done, which are the new substances of this type of projects, are based on five keywords. And these five keywords, of course, generally with my students, just to open up these keywords, I use 3 to 4 hours for each, okay? So just now to give you an idea, what does it mean work with substances? So in this case, the five keywords is one, and the mixité, the idea that within this type of project, we have always to do with mixité, so we have always to deal with a combination of activities, because the contemporary world goes in that direction, even if we like it or not. The second substance or keyword is that each project must have a very strong story within itself, must be able to create as a catalyst, must be able to really tell a specific combination of activity in order to activate the processes. So, again, it's a very important concept that I can show very, very, I will just can put it like that. The third concept is negotiation among public and private, and about public interest and private interest between capital and common good. So the idea of negotiation is really at the base. The fourth key concept that is so powerful, but at the beginning seems strange, is that each project of today has to do with some idea of infrastructuring of the space, and particularly the public space. This is at the beginning you are astonished about this. The more you work and the more I realize, more and more and more and more projects that we do, we are doing within the project at the same time a public new infrastructuring of the spaces, and that is very, very important. Either if the project deals with some type of infrastructure, either implementation or something else, or is not. So that is a very, very important concept for today's architecture. And the, number five, I call it rebuilding nature. That means that every time that we do a project today, we have to reconsider a series of thinking in relationship with a cycle that is a systematic cycle, an ecological cycle. So each one of these really needs a lecture for itself. So I just want to give you a hint, what does it mean, work about substances. And then we have other five substances that deal with other major topics that we do, that is to work for new type of infrastructure, real infrastructure in the existing cities. And what has to be this new type of infrastructure in the existing city is because we need them to revitalize the urban voids. Otherwise the urban voids alone will not be enough. We have to recreate new type of infrastructures. We make a lot of publication and stuff about that. But, so you have the link, you know, you can always go and see if you want. And these five keywords are the multifunctionality. Each infrastructure today must be multifunctional, must be do a lot of things together, not only one thing, many things together. The second count are some infrastructure in the past. For example, this infrastructure is a dam, it is a public space, it is a tea house, it is a water controller, it is a place to have kisses in the bridges, and it's a place to have music, it's a place to have camel in when they do market, etc. So it's a really a lot of things. And it's a bridge. So it's super multifunctional. Then the other idea is the systematic green, another very important concept when we do public thing. The other aspect is information technology form. Everything we have to do today, we have to face the issues of information technology, because that is the catalyst of whatever we do. Otherwise, we will never get. The other thing is this concept, the living accessibility, that means the pleasure of the experience. And the last one is the magic crisis, that is my way to call Wami. I may consider to change magic crisis in Wami. But basically it's the same idea. So that means that with substances are not enough substances. Even if the substances are such important, there is something more, there is always something more. And to keep the space, that there is something more that allows this theme is very important. Okay. So we finished with this. Each one of these things, as I told you, can open a lecture. If you want, you can download several of these things. Many of these things are free. So, or others, you can have an idea. Whatever, it depends if you are interested or not. Okay. First chapter is over. So the first chapter is about the difference between ingredients and substances. Although there are similarities, there are very profound differences. And be sure that in architecture, don't take it for granted that if you use expensive ingredients, you will end up with anything good. You can go with very, very, very simple and poor ingredients and make fantastic architecture. So there is not, unfortunately, there is not a one-to-one relationship. And this is important to understand. So the ice cream anecdote is something that you remember critically, you know? Now, there is another thing, another chapter that is again, and now there is something more similar between cooking and architecture. And it's the concept of synergy. Now, what is written there is tends to be fun. So I write like as I am an Italian speaking rough English, a little bit like El Padrino, you know, he writes an horrible English there, with full of mistakes too. But it's fun for me, you know, so these are intended to be kind of private notes, so don't take it, I published a lot, so I know what it means to publish it formally, and I know what it means putting notes around, so. But give you the sense of what I meant, you know, it's like I'm talking with you. So, what is synergy? Well, synergy is a kind of one. It's something that has to do with some type of chemical mass, we may call it, that doesn't work as algebra. Algebra is very linear, right? 1 + 1 = 2. In synergy, 1 + 1 can make 3, or can make 4. Or can make -1 or -5. We don't know. But when the synergy happens, the elements become something more. So the substance, they get together, they get some specificity. And we call that the synergy. Now, it's not Antonino Saggio arriving there talking to you about synergy, okay? Of course. There is one great, great guy that is about this. And the great guy is Buckminster Fuller, a name that you must really have in mind. I will not lecture about Buckminster Fuller now, of course. But for many, he wrote a fantastic little book that is called The Earth as a Spaceship. It's a 200-page book that will look at the Earth, the planet Earth, as a ship navigating in the universe. And around that idea, there are so many other aspects related to that. So many other aspects. But all the idea of the synergy, of the close interacting system is based there. And of course, at the same time, Buckminster Fuller was what? Because whatever we said it was not. You know? Because it was a political man, in a way, because there are generations of people in the United States that are act upon his thinking. You know, they create communities, they create buildings, he went up there building those things. He was, of course, an engineer. He was, of course, a captain ship. He was a builder. He was an entrepreneur. He was what he was. So probably it's just the etiquette doesn't work. You know, the concept of etiquette doesn't work. So I went through Buckminster Fuller on a kind of strange path because I was not educated at all thinking in this way. I was educated to think linearly. Okay? So I approach this kind of looping thinking, this kind of synergetic kind of thinking, not from the main path, like my master, my school, my education, not at all. In a certain moment, I start to find my master on this particular subject, that is this close friend called John Allen. And John Allen, basically as my personal friend and master, piece by piece, move me in this new territory. So I start to explore that. Who's John Allen? John Allen is, again, a man that you cannot put an etiquette on him, but he is the creator of the Biosphere 2 project in the United States. What is the Biosphere 2 project? It's like a 10-hectare closed system that was built in the 90s as a closed system, so as a place to do scientific experiments, how a closed system may work. And it was a scientific experiment was used to make so many inventions within that. And even people lived within this closed system for 2 years. So it was really, and at a certain moment, the thing was so frightening for the system, because they were showing in the reality strength of a scientific experiment how things could be done differently, that it was put it under attack by the establishment, and now it's there, but it's basically destroyed as a scientific experiment. Like a little bit like Giordano Bruno, you know, when things start to be a little bit too dangerous, you have to burn. Okay, so I can lecture about that a lot. What is interesting about this idea of the synergy is that John Allen put another synergy in itself. He created this with three main substances. The three substances were this guy. This guy is called Vernadsky. It is a Russian geologist, but the Russian has a vision he's particularly as a vision of the cosmos that is something completely different from the vision of the space. While the space is an idea of infinity thing to conquer, the cosmos is always a way in which things are together. They use different words, right? They are called cosmonauts, not astronauts. And that culture, Vernadsky wrote lots in all his life again, all this idea of looking at the different sphere of reality as interlocking ecosystems, in a way, on a base that is a scientific base, and on the other side, of course, with a lot of other implications. But just imagine the word cosmos, how different it is from the word space. And basically, and the whole experience of Buckminster Fuller, that was a close friend of John Allen, was an important experience at the same time. And the two things together, he created the synergy of what he was actually making in things, building things like ships that is still going around since the 70s and to the biosphere and other things. So the synergy is important. And it's surely, it is something that has a lot to do between cooking and architecture. The concept of synergy is very similar. I was having fun, you know, and I think I wrote those things somewhere, and I was telling, okay, for example, thinking at the pizza, right? The pizza, of course, you have simple ingredients, the tomato, the anchovies, and the pizza itself, and you may have or not a mozzarella cheese, right? And I was thinking another typical dish in Italy, that is the granita di caffè con panna, that is that iced ice cream that we call granita, of caffè with whipped cream, okay? And then sometimes you take that with a brioche. Now all these two things create a very strong synergy. You know that the pizza is not just the ingredients, right? It's the getting together that makes the pizza as the event that you know. But of course, if you make the ingredients in the wrong way, if you put the whipped cream on top of a pizza, although somebody in Croatia may try that. For an Italian, you end up for something that we don't consider a synergy, but you may be inventing a type of cuisine and you will find it great. But normally, it's not such a great idea, let's put it like that. So, I was really, really having fun myself about that. Another very interesting thing, and we are in chapter 3, is, so we saw, number 1, there were substances, number 2, that were synergia, okay? And now we are moving in chapter 3, that is procedure. How am I going with time? Well, I'm doing horrible with time. Right? I will finish whenever it's supposed to be finished. So that means the negotiation. So the number 3 is procedure. Well, my God, procedure. Of course, of course, it's all about a procedures. Again, in cooking, there is a procedure. There is an order in which you do the thing. You take the water, and you put the water inside the pot. Then you put it on the fire. You wait for the water to be. I'm telling this because you guys may not know how to do spaghetti. There will be some of you that does not know. I have this experience out of my students at Carnegie Mellon that invited me to have spaghetti at this place, and I still remember how he did it. So I'm telling this to you because one of you doesn't know how to do spaghetti. So you take the water, you put it in the pot. You wait for the water to boil. You wait for the water to boil. Then you put salt. Then you put spaghetti in it. Okay? Then you take spaghetti. They said in the box, 6 minutes, better check. Okay? Better check. Don't trust. Then you sear them perfectly. Okay? Then you put in the pot. And then you take the sauce that you already prepared together with the spaghetti and you melt. You can melt on the fire or not. But you melt. Okay? And then you put on the table hot. It's very important. The procedure is critical. Italian families get destroyed for the wrong time between that moment. There is a time frame that is crucial. Should be around 1 minute. No more than 1 minute for any families will be destroyed. You should make that mistake. So my student at Carnegie Mellon in 85, what he did, he put the water and the spaghetti together in the boil, then he put the sauce in. I don't know what he did, but the simple procedure, he was extremely, happy to have the professor at home. I really remember the episode. So that's why I'm telling you, because I know that for one of you, this is completely unknown territory. This is the way to do the spaghetti. And I'm sure if some of you will tell me how you do tea, it will be the same. I'm completely literate. I do horrible things in preparing the tea. I have no procedure. If you look at me, how I make this, and this is a barbarian. Because it really is like that. So if some of your Japanese young colleague will tell me how to do tea, I will listen very carefully. It's all about procedure. So procedure is a very important thing that share the truth. Actually, there are school of architecture, there are chairs, there is money, there is everything in people that think that it's everything about procedure. And you spend millions to go there, to go in one of these schools where everything is about procedure, about scripting, about parametric, whatever. And like all architecture can be condensed in a procedure, which of course, starting from St. Paul, we can understand, but can also have a little bit of problem with that. Okay? But it's one of the mainstream to tend to think about all architecture as a procedure. So if the procedure is correct, whatever. So it's a very interesting thing. Okay. Now I have another very nice episode. But this is the most challenging and the most profound. Be sure about this, in our promenade, we started very soft, then we made a little thing a little bit more difficult, and now with this bimbo robot, we are in the more difficult part. Although it seems a joke, it's not. Another episode is the bimbo robot. Are you having fun? No? No? I'm having fun, okay. So what is the bimbo robot? Suddenly, a friend of mine invited me to have a risotto. I love risotto. And they bought this bimbo robot that is a robot that makes cooking, you know. He's a multitasking guy, as a robot is supposed to be. So he can do ice cream, can do pizza, he can do risotto. He's a multitasking, like a computer. So anyway, with a lot of excitement, they made this risotto. The risotto was a disaster. It didn't come out well. She was a little upset. I was too angry. Never in my life thought that I would use this episode of something interesting. Not more than interesting, really profound. Everything has to do with keywords that are very important to be activating here. One keyword around that is the problem of instrument and instrumentality, that, as I told you yesterday, is a very important keyword. The other very important keyword that we activated here, of course, is modernity and this crisis at the same time. And so this bimbo robot is a metaphor, really. It's a metaphor of a lot of things that we have to deal today. So, I thought about that. And I said, all right, the typical discussion would have been, oh, my grandmother at that time, she really knew how to make a risotto. She really knew how to do these things. With this bimbo robot, you are really destroying everything. You know, how, let's go back to our grandmammy. Let's go grandmammy from the Campo Santo. She's here with the cipressa. Mama, come on down. Children, let's make it the risotto. But the grandmammy is gone. The old culture of the grandmammy is gone. We have bimbo robot. Bimbo robot, we have to deal with bimbo robot. Either we like it or not. Probably the issue there is that this new instrument, that is the bimbo robot, needs a new aesthetic, a new understanding, a new culture, a new revolution. So we have to face it, not to try to make the bimbo robot the result of my grandmommy with the bimbo robot. We have to challenge it and understand what its potentials are for. So we have to attack it as with a crisis in mind. Again, that is the instrument, although in this case it's a minimum, but they need an engagement, needs an exploration, needs a challenge, and there is no a shortcut. And in the moment that you do a shortcut, you end up with that kind of reactionary thing. So this idea to be reactionary or to be modern has a lot to do with the issue of the crisis. Because when there is a crisis, and the crisis is the bad risotto, to make it as simple as it can be, you can step back and go into kind of idealize an old world that is not there anymore. It cannot be activated. Or you can face the crisis. And face the crisis means to engage. To engage a battle is not a solution. You don't have a solution. The big mistake is to think that the bimbo robot is a solution. The bimbo robot is not a solution. It's a crisis out of which you can get out new forces. But you have to do the intellectual part. thinking, of course, with I'm using the Bimbo Bowl to talk about technology in general and to talk about computer. It's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, you know? You should think that the computer used to do the design that you used to do, you are completely in the wrong path. It's not. It's an instrument. It's a challenge, and at the end, it's a crisis. So I think this Bimbo robot that appears to be like a joke is the it's a really very interesting thing. And to make it even stronger, okay, I have 12 minutes. I can handle it. I move you to another territory. That is the territory of art. Because art is the way in which those challenges and those crises are driving it very strong. Particularly because, for a series of reasons, the most sensible, almost crazy sensibility people tend to go around that area. So for these people, basically, they see much deeper. They have an understanding and of the challenge of the world and the challenge of the new things of the world that is not comparable with normal people. They just see more, they look more, and they anticipate more. So Caravaggio is one of these guys. And the whole crisis of Caravaggio, that's why this book is called The Instrument of Caravaggio. It's also in English and other things you can download in different ways if you are interested, even in the iPad. It is really the idea that perspective is broken as a way to look at the world because there is a new sensibility that is a projection sensibility. And the projection sensibility was moving in the mirror, in the first phase, and then in the camera oscura later on. But when these new instruments arrive, those are not solutions, are again crisis. And he has to revolutionize all the vision of the world. He makes to completely change the world, to start to rationalize in a new way. What does it mean to have a world that is activated by projection, by camera oscura, by those other things. And so everything is based in the second, in the moment, in the light, and other things. So in art, you will find a lot of examples of that idea of the engagement with the instrument in that way. And Caravaggio is one of the examples. So now, I think we finished the hard part. Okay? We arrive at the top of the hill. Okay? Now we go down. Okay, slowly, we go down. No more effort. So, how we go down? Another funny thing is something that cooking and architecture shares a lot in media. You know that basically today, if you have to cook, people cook with YouTube. You know that, no? Basically, YouTube, you know, pesce spada alla marinara. You put it there, you have the YouTube or whatever, and they will explain you exactly how to do the pesce spada alla marinara, everything, and stuff like that. And in architecture too, if you want to know about certain things, you basically, the moment that you have an hypothesis, the important thing is to have the question. You know, to have the answer is rather simple. So that I put it in the YouTube episode. Now I wanted to close the circle. I closed three ways in these 7 minutes. Okay, there are three circles that need to be closed. Probably some of you have thought about these ideas of the substance before, and you thought, probably one of you thought that to each one of these words that I use here, there was another word before that was just the opposite. The word that the substance that we've been using in the previous phase of architecture will not adhere to any of these three words. Just imagine that any of these ones were completely different. So all these keywords, in all 10 of them, are 10 new substances. They are completely different from the substances of industrial modernist architecture. But things move in circle. So, what is something that you must know, and this is really great. There is this guy called Zibua Oksuta that is he's many things together. He's a scientist, he's an artist, and he's an architect. And he worked at the Max Planck Institute for many years. And what he developed is an architecture that is inhabitable and eatable. You can eat. You can eat. So the procedure there is, and the whole path of research was an amazing path of research, because through procedures, of course, different, moving in different territories, of course, you can create shapes, and these shapes can be inhabited and then eaten. You understand the circle that we've done from Mr. Bombard. So our idea of visible architecture made a long circle. Yeah? So he's really eatable now. He's not metaphorically eatable. So to tell you that there are parts of research in this, and you understand what does it mean to deal with these things. Again, you understand why this is a, and it, is the, this page will bring you whatever you want later on if you are interested or not. And then I was saying, okay, but those guys are architects too. And probably some of them, they want to see something that deals with architecture. So I have this friend of mine. I have 3 minutes to tell you this story, but it's a nice story. They made a building. Okay, they made a building in Emilia Romagna that has to do a lot about cooking architecture. Let's start with the crisis. The crisis was. I have 4 minutes. Sorry, I'm fine. The crisis was that it was this little town called Forlì Popoli. Nobody knows that even Forlì Popoli exists. And as many other places, there are many buildings there that they don't know what to do. In this particular case, it was a convent. Nice convent. But those guys are smart. And they had a workshop with me. No, it's not true. They had a workshop similar to that. And they start thinking and thinking and thinking, and somebody at a certain moment says, yes, but here in this last falling Popoli, we have something. We really have something. And this something is Mr. Artusi. Who's Mr. Artusi? Mr. Artusi is a very interesting character. He's this guy that at the end of the 19th century wrote a book of cooking. Okay? In the moment in which he was no book of cooking in Italy, and particularly this book of cooking, he was doing collecting lots of information of the tradition, and no publisher published it. So he invented a way to publish it, basically sending by mail, and then it's a kind of pre-Facebook. And then he received a lot of letters from different parts of Italy saying, ah, but this will do the minestrone in this way, or the spaghetti in that way, or the precious pasta in this way. So the book became a kind of a big impulse and a huge success. And people are still using the Artusi. So these guys thought, we have the Artusi in this lost place here. So what they did a mixité project based on the driving force. Now you understand what this means. In this case, of the Artusi. So they made their place of Artusi there in the lost Forlì Popoli. That was the driving force. So what they did was a mixité project that has a library, a restaurant, a museum, an exhibition space, and of course, kitchen school. Okay, so Now they've done this. This actually is a very nice project, by the way. This is the restaurant. This is the exhibition, the multimedia stuff. And okay, these are other parts that go upstairs. There is some housing. There is everything. A library. And this is the fantastic, fantastic school kitchen. Somebody probably have seen Sabrina, the movie with the. When she was going in Paris with the parents. Yeah, now look at what a kitchen school is today. Fantastic. So what are, and again, so this is a typical case in which we can activate all those words. What does it mean negotiation, public? What does it mean direct force? What does it mean? So I really wanted to, that you see something that has to do with that. So I have one final minute, and I have a presence for you guys. Okay. Where did I put the present? Is it in? Ah, okay, it's not this page. Okay, I have presents for everybody. So, for all the students, I created a free download copy of this book. So you go there, you just download it for free. Okay, now, okay, this is just a stupid thing, but it is, you download it for free. As I told you, it's a book very important for us. Because basically the three of us were really related, and particularly because Nigel Whiteley, that was a close friend, very close friend of Dinko and Kreshmi, wrote this book, and we planned this book here, and Nigel and I planned this book here, I didn't remember that detail, without telling anything to Dinko. So it's very symbolic for that. And then I have three books, one for each teacher, and I think... Well, I think that you will enjoy very much the Villaresco video. Mm-hmm. And you did not enjoy then, but you enjoyed a lot of moving layers.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it's over. What time is it? It's well done. Okay, so it's over.
Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggi.